Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the fans behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Takeover.
Let's go.
Let's get it. Y'all know the word is. Y'all know what's going on. Y'all know the fucking vibes. Welcome back, everybody. This is Jordan Turner, host of the Wrestling Takeover podcast. This is Tuesday, January 30th, 2024. Now, today, I wasn't really going to put a podcast up today, but you know what? I was listening to something and it got me thinking. I was seeing stuff on Twitter and it, like I said, it got me thinking. Everything is fucked up in regards to WrestleMania. Everything. The whole card is getting reworked. I know that for a fact. I mean, look at what's going on television right now. Night one and night two is going to be very, very interesting. And every match that you possibly were thinking of seeing might not be the case. Not saying all the matches are going to be completely changed, but I know there's some significant matches with significant players like CM Punk. He's going to be out. He's missing WrestleMania. Heart goes to Punk there. And I want to make this fully aware for everybody. For all the motherfuckers out there that is shading CM Punk, disrespecting Punk, fuck you. All right? And just fucking stop. This guy came back. He came back home. And we woke him with open arms. And for y'all to just turn around and shit on the man because he got injured and he's going to be out for months. Y'all a piece of shit. And y'all know who you are. But Punk's going to miss WrestleMania. Rollins is hobbling into WrestleMania. Kevin Owens is now hurt too. So we don't even know his status for WrestleMania. It's all fucked up right now. I believe Rollins will make WrestleMania though. So that's great. Who is he going to face? Have no idea, but I have my theories. Like I said, I have three separate cards that I would do for WrestleMania 40. I will explain them. I'll give you kind of like a backstory of an idea on how I came to this conclusion. And we're going to have fun. It's going to be a little fantasy type of episode for the Wrestling Takeover regarding WrestleMania plans. But thank you guys so much for joining me on this podcast, this brand new episode. Be sure to subscribe to The Wrestling Takeover on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcast. Please rate the show 5 stars and leave me a short review on each and every episode. I appreciate it. I will be putting the podcast on YouTube imminently, so stay tapped for that. You guys can go actually subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/podcastjshow. And you guys can support me over there. Again, I will be debuting on that platform imminently. So stay tuned. Let's get into this fiasco of ideas. And these are just ideas. These are brainstorming every possible scenario, because I know the creative team is hands-on as we speak on brainstorming what matches is appropriate for WrestleMania 40. Now, I'm kind of nervous because I don't want Triple H and I don't want his team to just put any and anyone on the WrestleMania card. You know, some of these names that I have, plan A, plan B, plan C, some of the names that I have on there, pretty surprising. But I will explain, like I said, I will explain every match and my kind of reason as to why I'm putting these people where I'm putting them. When I look at WrestleMania night one and night two, I think we should have a total of 12 matches, 6 on night one, 6 on night two. It's an even number. I like it personally. I feel in my heart, if we go over 12 matches, we're hitting the danger zone here. I'll accept 8 matches. So I don't know. Even 8 matches to me on night 1 and night 2 sound pretty crazy. You feel me? It sounds pretty insane. But I think 6 is an even number playing field on both nights, on night 1 and night 2. You can't just put anybody on there. You got to fight to earn your spot on WrestleMania. You can kind of tell where people are going to be presented on the WrestleMania card and who's on TV and who's not. So that played a big factor into my WrestleMania card or multiple cards that I have here. We're going to start with Plan A. All right. I'm not saying Plan A is the one that I'm doing, but these are the matches that personally I think would be smart to book. Looking back at it, some of the matches on Plan C is pretty better than Plan A and Plan B, but like I said, I'll explain all the matches. We're going to start with number 1. Who does Seth Rollins go one-on-one with at WrestleMania? That's a hot button topic in and around the wrestling community. But at the end of the day, I landed on Gunther. And Gunther will be walking into WrestleMania as the Intercontinental Champion in my universe if I was in charge. I'm having Gunther versus Seth Rollins, champion versus champion. Both championships are up for grabs. And of course, I would have Gunther get the win there. So for Seth Rollins' opponent, with this one, I'm having him go one-on-one with Gunther. Just makes sense when you think about it. And that's that. The second match I'm going to go with is Jimmy versus Jey Uso. I'm going to move on. That's kind of explanatory. Number 3, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes 2 for the Undisputed Championship. Again, I'm going to move on. That's explanatory. This one is very popular within the wrestling community, within the internet wrestling community, regarding Bianca Belair going one-on-one with Jade Cargill. I don't know what the fuck Brian Alvarez and Dave Meltzer are smoking. They were talking some crazy shit. Oh, Jade Cargill's debut was botched. It fell flat. I don't know what the fuck you watched, but what I watched was one of the best debuts in WWE history with Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill did an impressive job. She didn't do too much. She didn't do too little as well. So she did just enough to make an immediate impact in the Women's Royal Rumble. And again, the Women's Royal Rumble to me was the better Royal Rumble, even though in the first half of it, it was fucking ass. And then when Becky Lynch came in, that's when the Royal Rumble really got hot. So everybody in the community wants Bianca Belair versus Jade Cargill. And to me, if I'm Triple H, that's the plan I'm doing. Bianca Belair versus Jade Cargill at WrestleMania 40. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch for the Women's Championship. Again, explanatory. Io Sky versus Bayley for the Women's Championship. Again, explanatory. Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar. Mask versus hair. This is what I would do. The rivalry with Santos, him being a cocky prick, turning his back on his family at LWO, relying on Rey Mysterio to come out of injury and whoop the shit out of Santos Escobar and try to put him in his place. Santos Escobar is going to want the mask of Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio is going to be like, all right, if I'm putting that on the line, you need to put something on the line as well. How about your hair? Because Santos Escobar loves his hair, right? The Latina and that market, they love their hair, right? It's very sacred. So I think Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar, hair versus mask, hopefully is the current plan. Damian Priest going one-on-one with Finn Balor. Now, will the briefcase be on the line? I would put the briefcase on the line here. I really would. Damian Priest will do something to get him booted out of the Judgment Day. He wants to be on his own. And Finn Balor is going to want that briefcase. He doesn't trust Damian Priest because every time Damian Priest has gotten an opportunity to cash in that briefcase by the help of a Finn Balor, by the help of a JD McDonagh and Rhea Ripley and Dominic Mysterio, Damian Priest has failed. He's gotten nervous. He's gotten scared. So Finn Balor's mindset is, man, fuck that, bro. You shouldn't be holding the briefcase. You should have cashed in multiple times, but you didn't do it. So I'm going to take that briefcase from you, and I'm going to be the champion. So Damian Priest, thinking he's better than Finn Balor, is going to put that briefcase on the line against him at WrestleMania. Hopefully that's the plan. Next up, Logan Paul versus LA Knight for the United States Championship. Again, explanatory. They got a feud dating back to Money in the Bank when they both cut that amazing promo back and forth. I thought it was thoroughly entertaining. So Logan Paul versus LA Knight for the United States title. We'll see what happens. Speaking of what happens with Randy Orton? Everyone is coming up with opponents. Solo Sikoa versus Randy Orton. I'm sorry. That is not a WrestleMania match to me. And I'm guilty of it because even I came up with the idea. But thinking back at it and tracing back, that's not a WrestleMania match to me. That's a Friday Night SmackDown match. Who should Randy Orton go one-on-one with? Randy Orton went on the bump a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, whatever. And he mentioned that him and John Cena never had a one-on-one match at WrestleMania. All of those matches that they had, they never had a one-on-one at WrestleMania. Why not do it here? WrestleMania 40 makes sense. Have everything come together. Video packages on their career. Who's the greatest out of the two? Is it Randy Orton? Is it John Cena? Who is the greatest finisher of all time? Is it the AA or is it the RKO? We all know what the answer is. The answer is the RKO. It's my greatest finisher of all time, in my opinion. But Randy Orton versus John Cena, I feel like is tailor-made for WrestleMania 40. And quite frankly, I hope that happens. So we will see what happens with Randy Orton and John Cena. And we'll see if both of them go one-on-one against each other, or maybe both of them are just going to have separate opponents. Or will it just be Randy Orton at WrestleMania and John Cena might do a cameo appearance or whatever? We'll see. What's going to happen with the tag team championships at WrestleMania? Because if Damian Priest and Finn Balor are going one-on-one, they're obviously going to lose the championships. So in my universe here, I'm doing DIY versus The New Day versus Austin Theory and Grayson Waller in a triple threat tag team title match for the tag team titles in a TLC match. Now, if you want to add another team to that, you can add Imperium because The New Day have beef with Imperium. You can add Imperium to it. You can make it a fatal four-way. I like it. Bron Breakker is on his way to the main roster. He will have a match at WrestleMania. I don't know who it's going to be up against. I have my theories, like I said, with the WrestleMania cards that I have here. And Bron Breakker is on my card. But who is he going to go one-on-one with? There's plenty of people. Carmelo Hayes got brought up to the main roster too. These guys were the cornerstones of the NXT 2.0 brand. It was Bron Breakker and then Carmelo Hayes. Why not have Bron Breakker go one-on-one with Carmelo Hayes at WrestleMania? Why not? These two guys who are very popular with Triple H. These are Shawn Michaels' guys, showcasing their talent, showcasing what they can prove to the WWE Universe at a bigger stage like a WrestleMania. Bron Breakker put in work at the Royal Rumble. Carmelo Hayes put in work at the Royal Rumble. Why not showcase both of those guys at WrestleMania one-on-one? I love the idea. To be honest, I think it's a brilliant move. So Bron Breakker versus Carmelo Hayes one-on-one. Because here's my thing. If Bron Breakker is going to have a match, you bet your ass Carmelo Hayes is going to have one too. You got to think. Why would you have Bron Breakker have a match and not Carmelo Hayes? Why would you have Carmelo Hayes have a match and not Bron Breakker? They're two peas in a pod. It's like John Cena and Randy Orton. They're just like that. Triple H, Shawn Michaels. They're just like that. It's like Roman and Seth as well. Like, come on. So, Bron Breakker, Carmelo Hayes to me, one-on-one at WrestleMania, I like it. So, those are my matches. This is plan A, I would say. Again, plan A doesn't mean these are the specific matches I'm doing, but These were the ones I was thinking of at the time. Again, I have plan B and plan C as well. But let me know what you guys think of plan A and all of those matches pertaining to WrestleMania. I know I'm missing some people, but again, I filled them out around plan B and plan C. Speaking of plan B, Roman Reigns versus The Rock. Now I know. I don't want that to happen, to be honest with you. You need to set that up at WrestleMania 40 and then end it at WrestleMania 41. You have a year-long story with The Rock and Roman Reigns. The Rock kind of cost Roman the title. Roman's looking up at The Rock. Why are you endorsing Cody Rhodes for? Okay, now I got a fucking issue with you. And you build it for one full year. And we get to WrestleMania 41. Roman Reigns versus The Rock in the main event of Night 2's WrestleMania or Night 1, whichever main event on each night you want to do. It doesn't matter. You started at WrestleMania 40 and you ended at WrestleMania 41. I like it. But that's if that was, you know, a plan that I'm thinking of. All right. But right now, people are injured. You got to start popping up ideas. So Roman Reigns versus The Rock for the Undisputed Championship. I don't want to see it, but it needs to be talked about. Okay, so what happens with Cody Rhodes then? You remember that promo on Monday Night Raw last night, right? I would play it for you guys, but I don't have the time to do that. But y'all remember that promo with Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins did a damn good pitch deal. Like, why are you going to face Roman Reigns? He's the Hulk Hogan of the WWE. This guy hardly ever shows up. While me, I'm Dusty Rhodes. I'm your father. I'm holding your father's championship. I'm a fighting champion, just like your dad. Face me at WrestleMania. Not the Hollywood title. Face the Workhorse Championship. That promo back and forth between Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins was incredible. And yes, it started to self-doubt and creep in. Are we going to get Seth Rollins versus Cody Rhodes again? Is it going to be for the world title? It's a possibility. I don't give a fuck what anybody else says in the community. Oh, it's not happening. Stop talking about it. Nah, motherfucker. You got to talk about it. You got to bring up every single possible scenario. The Rock can call Triple H today and be like, yep, I want Roman at WrestleMania, Night 2 main event. Bet. You got Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Will people get pissed off? Yeah. But you need to think of every possible scenario. That's why I'm here. That's why I do my job very well. I don't just stick to one specific thing. I branch out. I think of other scenario and ideas. And that's why I made this episode. Because everybody is getting hurt. So you need to branch out. You need to try to see what sticks. But here's the thing. Here's the difference between me and other people in the community. They don't have any validity in what they're fucking saying. They have no story and reason as to why they're doing what they're doing or saying what they're saying. I do. All of these matches that I'm, you know, putting in my notes and I'm trying to come up. Not only am I writing the names down, but I'm coming up with stories and meaning as to why they're facing off. I'm not just putting all this shit in my notes without any validity behind it. That's not what I do. I'm not the most creative person in the wrestling community for nothing. I pitch an idea and in my mind, I come up with a reason as to why I would want to see that match. And I'm doing the same thing here. Roman Reigns versus The Rock. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. You need to come up with every variable idea. Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins. Makes sense. Stories there. Why are you going to go after the Hollywood title? Where you can go after the working man's title. Right here. That's what your father was. He was a working man. Come on. So stop with the bullshit of, oh, Roman Cody. Yes, I'm with you. Roman Cody needs to be the plan. But after everything that's happening, you need to come up with variables and other ideas. Io Sky versus Bayley. Again, common sense. That's got to happen. Another one that's got to happen is Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. Rhea Ripley is going to face Nia Jax, presumably at Elimination Chamber. Should be a decent match. And Becky Lynch is going to be inside the Elimination Chamber. And she's going to earn her way to go one-on-one with Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. I'm having Jade Cargo wrestle at WrestleMania no matter who she's facing. Bianca Belair is the popular name. Bianca Belair is the one that everybody wants her to go one-on-one with. And I get it. I understand that. But what if they have other plans for Bianca Belair? And it's not Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill's got to face somebody at WrestleMania. You remember that interaction between Nia Jax and Jade Cargill? If I'm Nia Jax, I'm not letting that go. Bitch, you picked me up and you eliminated me. This was your first appearance in WWE and you embarrassed me. So now, I'm going to fucking embarrass you. I'm going to put you in your place where you belong, you fucking newbie. All people giving you pompous and praise, you haven't earned shit. You haven't done nothing. And then Jade Cargo can come right back to Nia and say, well, you injured people, bitch. So if you think about injuring me, I'm going to really fuck your ass up. There's your premise. There's your story. It's simple. It's very simple. And to be honest, a Jade Cargo versus Nia Jax match would be pretty great. The invisible force facing the removable object. You remember that? Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. You remember that? You can book it the same fucking way with Nia Jax and Jade Cargill. You really can. Oh, but that's not a WrestleMania match. Actually, yes, it is. It is a WrestleMania match. If Jade Cargill is going to have a match, and it's not with Bianca, who's the best opponent for Jade Cargill if it's not Bianca Belair? Nia Jax. And quite frankly, I think Nia Jax deserves a WrestleMania appearance. To be honest with you, she's been putting in work since returning back to the WWE. So shout out to Nia Jax. Speaking of Bianca Belair, Carmelo Hayes, Braun Breaker, WrestleMania. What about Tiffy time? What about Tiffany Stratton? Because I'm going to tell you right fucking now, if Braun Breaker and Carmelo Hayes is going to be at WrestleMania, you ain't going to have Tiffany Stratton sit on the sidelines, backstage, you know, happy for everybody and happy-go-lucky. That's cool. That's a fucking vibe. But not in my fucking universe. Tiffany Stratton would be at WrestleMania if this was me. Again, I'm throwing every possible scenario. I know everybody wants Jade Cargo and Bianca Belair, and so do I. For the culture, I love it. Generational match, incredible. But Nia does deserve a WrestleMania match as well, too. Let's not get it funky and twisted, bro. And no, we're not doing no multi-man and multi-women fucking tag team match. We're not doing that. That's not what we're doing, okay? So I'm doing, again, this is Plan B, all right? Jade Cargill versus Nia Jax. Now, Bianca Belair. I'm having her go one-on-one with Tiffany Stratton. And the story is very simple. I know people are going to be listening to this like, what the fuck? Now you're just coming up with random shit. I'm actually not. Again, I'm creative. So I have to do my job and come up with every possible scenario from a creative perspective. But yes, when you first hear that match, you're like, what the fuck? That makes no sense. There's no story. They have no beef with each other. You can come up with one. How many times have we seen WWE have people face off that have nothing to do with each other, but they ultimately end up having to do something with each other and they have beef? It's very simple. Wrestling 101. Tiffany Stratton is tired of being on NXT. She wants to be with the big dogs on the main roster. She's looking up on the main roster right now. Becky is busy with Rhea Ripley. Jade Cargo, she's facing Nia Jax. So she goes to SmackDown, Io, Bayley. So she, in her mind, she's like, dude, what the fuck? Oh, Bianca, you ain't got no plan. Let me go face you one-on-one, WrestleMania. I've accomplished more than you have in NXT. I have gotten better at this wrestling thing quicker than you have, even though they've gotten quicker at the same time, right? How quick Bianca Belair got this wrestling thing, Tiffany Stratton did the same thing. So it's parallel. Think about it. It's parallel, bro. They were both, you know, athletes, right? In the fitness world. Tiffany Stratton thinks she's better than Bianca Belair on every single aspect. Microphone ability, presence, and ring ability. Strength for strength. Tiffany Stratton thinks she's better than Bianca Belair. All right, prove that shit at WrestleMania. Who's better? And you can continue this feud. It could be pretty much student with Tiffany Stratton and the teacher, Bianca Belair. Bianca Belair is looking at Tiffany Stratton like, all right, you good, bitch. Like, you cool. You're not better than me. You just got here. Learn some fucking respect. Because Tiffany Stratton's character is pompous attitude. The Barbie, she's confident. She has that swagger to her. That's what that is. And she backs it up. It's pretty much a similar feud with Bayley. Or with, not Bayley. It's the same feud with Becky Lynch. You're just using it with Bianca Belair. Come on. It's very simple. So Bianca Belair versus Tiffany Stratton. You can do that at WrestleMania too. Because again, if Bron Breakker and Carmelo Hayes is going to be at WrestleMania, Tiffany Stratton deserves that as well too. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Makes sense. Take what you did at the Fatal 4-Way. Continue that going into WrestleMania. AJ Styles is sick of LA Knight in the main event. AJ Styles does not think LA Knight belongs in the main event scene. He's a fucking fraud. That's what AJ thinks. So, LA Knight is going to prove why he deserves to be in the main event scene. LA Knight. I went toe-to-toe with Roman. Oh, AJ can say the same thing. Not this version of Roman, though. It makes sense, bro. LA Knight and AJ Styles, one-on-one. Speaking of Logan Paul, I'm having him go one-on-one against Carmelo Hayes for the United States Championship. After Carmelo Hayes is done with whatever he has to do with Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, he looks at Logan Paul and he challenges him for the United States Championship. What a way, an impactful debut on WrestleMania. Logan Paul's beating everybody. Carmelo Hayes thinks he's better than him. Carmelo Hayes has this mindset. I'm better than you from an in-ring standpoint. I'm going to prove it at WrestleMania. When I shoot, I don't miss. Melo don't miss. So, and you know Logan is into the cocky nature as well too. So they can go back and forth with that. Promo. Come on, man. Have Logan Paul, have Carmelo Hayes on the Impulsive Podcast. Start there. Logan Paul is asking Carmelo Hayes questions. Carmelo Hayes don't give a fuck about the goddamn interview. This man's looking at the United States Championship. That's all he's concerned about. Logan Paul's getting disrespectful at this point. Like, what the, like, motherfucker, answer my questions. Carmelo Hayes ain't answering. He keeps looking at the United States title. You want this U.S. title? You ain't getting shit. Get the fuck off my set. It's when Carmelo Hayes snaps. Beats the shit out of him. Grabs the United States title. Puts his foot on Logan Paul's chest. Says, I'm coming for this belt. I'll see you at WrestleMania. Come on, bro. Book me on the creative team, bro. I know what I'm talking about, bro. That's a WrestleMania match right there. Simple. Didn't take me long. Randy Orton. What is Randy Orton going to do at WrestleMania? I did John Cena. If it's not John Cena, then who is Randy Orton going to go one-on-one with? If Carmelo Hayes is in a high-profile match at WrestleMania, and it's for a title, Bron Breakker is going to meet an immediate impact. An immediate fucking impact is Bron Breakker. He's going to go out to the Viper. He's not going to waste fucking no time and starting from the bottom now we're here. Nah, fuck that shit. We ain't starting from the bottom and we here. We starting from the top and we staying on top. I'm going after the fucking viper. I'm gonna rip the head off the snake. Simple story. Bron Breakker thinks he's too big for his bridges. It's a respect thing. Bron Breakker's a heel. He don't give a fuck who you are. He's gonna go in that ring. He's gonna fucking spear the shit out of you, and he's leaving. Period. Randy Orton just came back. Heroes welcome. Stop cheering for Randy Orton. Nobody cares about Randy Orton anymore. His back is fragile. This guy ain't nothing. I'm the future. I'm the next big thing. Randy Orton's like, nigga, what the fuck? You just got here. And who are you? Come on. I'm telling you, bro, I'm not trying to sound cocky or nothing, but I know what I'm talking about. All these ideas, they're not terrible. Yeah, you might not want to see them, but at least I'm coming up with logical reasons as to why these matches should happen. Come on, bro. So, Randy Orton, Bron Breakker, simple story. Shouldn't be so hard. Austin Theory, Grayson Waller, DIY, Imperium, tag team titles in a TLC match. Austin Theory and Grayson Waller want those tag team titles. DIY would be champions by then. And Imperium, they want to show why they're the best tag team in the land. DIY, fighting champion. Grayson Waller and Austin Theory kind of cheated their way into this opportunity. Boom. Come on. Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar, mask versus hair. Explanatory. Gunther. Hey, Gunther, I think you have a new opponent at WrestleMania. His name is Andrade. He signed recently on Monday Night Raw. Andrade versus Gunther at WrestleMania for the Intercontinental title. Bro, we eating over here. Come on now. That'd be a clinic. Sign me up. And Andrade's the guy to beat Gunther? Because as soon as Gunther drops that title to whoever, he's winning that world title this year. Mark my words. As soon as he drops the Intercontinental title to somebody, he's winning the world title this year. He might win Money in the Bank. Oops. I spoiled that potential winner for you. He might win Money in the Bank. Get out of here. Gunther Andrade, IC champion. Come on, bro. It makes sense. Gunther has faced every single person. He's put them all down. Andrade just came back. You want to make an immediate impact. You want to go after the, quote, greatest intercontinental champion of all time. To me, he is the greatest intercontinental champion of all time. So, you came back. You want to prove yourself as to why you need to be taken seriously. Prove why you're the best pro wrestler in the world. You're going to go against the best intercontinental champion of all time. And you want to win the title. You have never won that championship. You want to win it. But the champion is someone who's untouchable right now. You think you got the formula to take him down. Go one-on-one at WrestleMania. Who's the better man, Gunther or Andrade? Come on, bro. Yo, let me be on the creative team, bro. That's my goal. That's my goal, bro. That's my dream, to be on the creative team for WWE. I'm telling you. I know there's a lot of people that work for WWE behind the scenes on the writing team, but I bring some good ideas. I know I do. Jimmy and Jay, one-on-one. Explanatory. So that is plan B. Let me know what you guys think of plan B. Let me know what you guys think of plan A. So far, so good in my opinion. Plan C. Seth Rollins. I've been seeing Drew McIntyre. I've been seeing Sami Zayn. All right. Let's make it a triple threat match. I know. It's not Punk. It's not Gunther. But a triple threat match is fine with me. Drew McIntyre is not going to stop until he reaches that World Heavyweight Championship. Seth Rollins is banged up. Now, how do you get Sami Zayn involved? Well, Sami Zayn, he helps out Seth Rollins from the standpoint of he continues to save Seth Rollins from an attack by Drew McIntyre. So, from doing so, Because Sami Zayn could have left Seth Rollins high and dry, getting his ass beat by Drew McIntyre. Seth Rollins is like, thank you, bro. I appreciate it. Thank you for always saving me. Sami Zayn gonna be like, yeah, yeah, you know, cool, cool. I want that royal title. So Seth Rollins puts it on the line. Triple threat. Drew McIntyre, himself, and Sami Zayn. I like it. Now, I wouldn't do that. This is why Plan C is Plan C. But in terms of that match, I wouldn't do that. But that's an option. Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. I'm going to move on from that one. That's explanatory. Jade Cargill versus Bianca Belair. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. Io Sky versus Bayley. Jimmy versus Jay. Gunther versus Braun Breaker. Again, Braun Breaker trying to prove himself, trying to go after the big dog. He thinks he can take down Gunther because no one took him down yet. Braun Breaker thinks he has the formula. There you go. Take your shot. Logan Paul versus Carmelo Hayes. Like I said, I came up with the story. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Came up with the story. Randy Orton versus Nick Aldis. Randy Orton feels like he got screwed at the Royal Rumble. Should have been a one-on-one match. He puts that blame on Nick Aldis. Nick Aldis is like, bro, if you touch me, you're getting fined. And you're getting suspended. So Randy Orton don't give a fuck. He'll put his hand on him, do an RKO, and he'll get suspended and fined. And then when he comes back, him and Nick Aldis can go one-on-one at WrestleMania. And then I would do DIY versus Judgment Day versus The Pride versus Austin Theory and Grayson Waller in a tag team championship fatal four-way match for the tag team titles in a TLC match. Let me know what you guys think of these ideas, bro. Let me know what you guys think of these ideas. I'm very excited for what's to come at WrestleMania. Everything's in play. Everything is in play. I love Plan A. I love Plan B. As I'm looking at it right now, I love Plan B a little bit more, to be honest, but I did my best. I tried to be logical. I tried to come up with every single variable. I think I did a tremendous job at doing so. And at the end of the day, we're going to see what WWE comes up with. Do I think some of these matches are going to happen? I absolutely do. And we're going to see what happens, what WWE comes up with. I know they're going to try their hardest to give us the best WrestleMania card of all time. I think it will be. I think WrestleMania 40 is still going to be a successful show. So let me know what you guys think. Again, leave me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Be sure to follow me on social media, Twitter at JT Takeover, on Instagram at The Wrestling Takeover, and on TikTok at The Wrestling Takeover. I am soon to be debuting on YouTube imminently. So again, I want to let you guys know, just in case I forget, you guys want to go subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/podcastjshow. So you guys go subscribe there. I am imminently going to be on that platform, so be on the lookout. But thank you guys so much for the support. I'm Jordan Turner, host of The Wrestling Takeover. And until then, I'll see you guys next time.